Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Well, not the result the Sabres were hoping for tonight. The good news of the day, slightly spoiled by this outcome in Washington tonight, a 6-2 thumping at the hands of the Washington Capitals. As we welcome you here into the postgame show, Brian Cozio with you. Thanks for being with us here along the Sabres radio network. Yikes, not good. A bad start, an 0-3 hole, 5:52 into the game, which cost Alex Lyon the rest of his night playing. Colton Ellis came in. He surrendered three more. And Buffalo, despite getting 39 shots in the game, could only get two by Logan Thompson. And they fall 6-2. And with the out-of-town scoreboard earlier today, it was celebratory with the Rangers beating the Red Wings to give Buffalo the final point, or I guess margin, that they needed magic number-wise in order to clinch. Tonight's games, not so much. Tampa has won their game against the Bruins. Carolina has won their game against the Islanders. And Montreal has at least a point. They're heading to a shootout right now in New Jersey. I'll keep you posted on that here as it goes. But yeah, we could, if Montreal wins this in a shootout, you could have, again, Tampa, Montreal, Carolina all winning, which, you know, these are the, there's four teams jumbling right now for the first overall and for the top three spots in the Atlantic Division. And, you know, we could be a shootout away here from it going very bad there. Now, the good news of the day, of course, the drought is over. And it was a very exciting time this afternoon as the Rangers were going on to pull away to win in that game over the Detroit Red Wings. So the good news is, you know, as much as this game stings tonight, as we sat here, if I said to you at the start of the year, or if I said to you on December 9th when Buffalo was in dead last, if I said, look, on Saturday night, April 4th, the Sabres will have clinched a spot and have 100 points, all of us would have signed up for it. For sure, including myself. Nobody listening right now would have said, nope, I think they can do better. Like, no. They were in dead last on December 9th. So that I want to take into perspective. However, they've had two now regulation losses in a row, and tonight's game was not good. And there's some trending signs here over the past 2 weeks or so that aren't great in terms of maybe what we're forecasting for playoff hockey, like bad zone coverage in their own end. That was something that was a storyline like in October and November. It's gone away, seemingly creeping back as the Sabres try to figure out maybe who their final pair is defensively. That hasn't been great. The power play tonight has reared its ugly head to remind people that they are frustrated about that. 0-for-5 on the night, including a 5-on-3 that looked pretty bad. So you have that going. Lukanen's playing great. The other two goalies, eh. So you've got that going for you. And are they getting the net presence? Are they getting their big-time guys to come through? Dahlin tonight with 2 points, but Thompson kind of missing in action for the most part offensively. So, yeah, there's some angles here that you could say, well, are we worried? Should we be worried? Tonight I was hoping that, hey, have the Sabres maybe come out flying like Lindy Ruff anticipated and said, hey, there's no reason why they wouldn't come out flying. We just clinched a playoff spot. We reached our goal. Like, let's get excited. And if we had had a 6-2 win, I think we'd be sitting here saying, like, how amazing is it? They're in. They're playing great. Like, who do we want to play? Like, right now, it's almost like, who do we don't want to play? And, you know, if Montreal goes on to win this shootout here, it's 1-1, by the way, in the shootout. I'm following it here as I'm talking to you. Of course, Caulfield scored in the shootout. New Jersey just tied it. I didn't see who got that. I'll have to let you know here in a second. But it's 1-1 in the shootout right now between Montreal and New Jersey. But, yeah, we could, you know, like, well, we don't want to play Tampa. Well, if Tampa wins the division, then you won't play Tampa unless you drop all the way down to wild card one, which I don't think is going to happen. The Bruins did lose in regulation to Tampa. I mean, that's a benefit there. I guess the negative of Tampa coming back, or the positive of Tampa coming back, is that Boston got no points. So I would say, you know, you're not going to fall maybe back to wild card one. Anyway, so you've got that going on. Anyway, 3-3 in the shootout, just so we know that's all happening here. Evan, just want to let you know here, just communicating through here through the board. I'm sending you some information from Paul. He's having some issues, so just look for that. We're going to have Lindy Ruff coming up here shortly, and then also player interviews here along the way. 6-2, Washington, the final. Let's get our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 11-10 Buffalo. They finished 39-28 in the game in favor of the Sabres. Power plays were a story. The Sabres 0 for 5, including some 5-on-3 time that, again, did not look good. In the nets, Lion gets the loss. 5 shots, 3 goals against. But I'm not really going to go hard on him because I didn't think the D was good on any of them. And Logan Thompson gets the win. He played good. 39 shots, 37 saves. Your 3 stars, all from Washington. Protas, star number 3. McMichael, star number 2, and Logan Thompson in net, star number 1. Your 3 stars of the game brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. 6-2 the final. All right, let's take you through the highlights of this one here. High-scoring affair, 8 goals total, but unfortunately for Sabres fans, 6 of them go in for Washington, including this early barrage. It starts at the 3:15 mark. Lyon makes the initial save on Ovechkin, but Chychrun's there to put it home.
And out of the corner, nice play there by Byron. Dubois gets it back again in front. Ovechkin stopped to the rebound. They score. Great save by Lyon first on the great 8, but Chychrun follows up, and it's 1-0 Capitals.
Chychrun, wow, 25 goals for him. Ovechkin and Dubois assisting 1-0 Washington on the very next shift, 20 seconds later. No coverage in front. Dylan Strome, he puts it home to put the Caps up by 2 early.
Here's trouble in front of the net. Scores. Quick goals. Strome with the tap-in as the Sabres break down in front of their net early in this game, and they trail it 2-0, 16:25 remaining in the period.
Yeah, so 3:35 in. It's already 2-0 Capitals. Lindy calls timeout, but doesn't do much because just a little over 2 minutes later, McMichael gets to a loose puck off the wall and puts it home, and the Capitals go up by 3.
Capitals unable to center. Now they do for a shot. Off the back wall, 3-0. Connor McMichael.
McMichael getting his 11th from Chychrun and Dubois. 3-0 Washington, 5:52 into the game. And that was the end of the night for Alex Lyon. Lindy clearly trying to shake his team up. The timeout didn't work, so he says, let's change goalies. And Ellis goes in for the first time since February 3rd. So that's over 2 months since we've seen Colton Ellis last. I thought he played well for the remainder of the first, for what it's worth. The Sabres, though, do score less than a minute later. Nice shot and a nice play from the captain, Rasmus Dahlin.
Here's Norris, hard stop on the right wall. Into the slot for a chance, scores! Sabres get one back, Rasmus Dahlin rips one past Logan Thompson. And it's 3-1 Capitals now as the goal fest here in this first period continues.
So Dahlin getting the Sabres on the board, stopping the bleeding for the moment there at 6:30. His 18th from Norris and Tuck, 3-1 Washington. And then maybe it feels like maybe they're settling down. Malenstein scooping up a rebound at 12:15, and now Buffalo's back within one.
Broke it up. Sabres get it right back in. Aggressive play there by Kozak, and a shot to the net. Loose puck scores! That was a great play, and Malenstein with the finish, but that was a group of 5 players doing all their part. Razor coming back, and it's now a 1-goal game. Buffalo now 3-2.
So Malenstein gets his 7th from Greenway and Dahlin. It's 3-2 Washington. That's the score after one. So you're thinking, well, this terrible start. They've used their timeout. They've changed their goalie, but they're only down 1 with 40 minutes to play. So kind of get your act together. Start playing a little better defense, playing that more direct style, but doesn't really help. We go to the second, and Washington extends their lead. An odd man rush for Protas, and he puts it home.
And that's turned over. The Capitals have a deafened 2-on-1 to the Buffalo line. Byron back. There's a shot. Scores Protas. And the Capitals get a 2-goal lead back as the Sabres turn it over, and the Capitals with an odd man rush make it 4-2.
So Protas at 6:06 of the second puts Washington up 4-2. That was the score through two periods of play. And we go to the third thinking, hey, could Buffalo come back? They've done it quite amount this year, but not to be. Ryan Leonard at 6:26 puts the Capitals up by three.
Coming off of that loss in Ottawa, Capitals win the battles here. Leonard with a shot, and he scores. As I mentioned, Lindy talked about those wall battles. The Capitals win one in transition, and it's a 5-2 game with 13:34 to go in the third.
All right, so Leonard gets his 17th. Hudson sets him up, 5-2 Capitals. And just a few minutes later, Tom Wilson gets in on the act, shorthanded, his 29th of the year.
Sabres also had a 5-on-3 in this game, and they couldn't cash it. Now defending a rush here, McMichael slides it across, and a shorthanded goal for the Capitals with McMichael finding Wilson. And it's 6-2 Washington.
Wilson's 29th, shorthanded, 6-2 Capitals at 8:55. Those are the goals, 6-2 Washington. The game winner, though, coming from Protas in the second period. That made it 4-2. Actually, the game winner comes from McMichael. But I think Protas' goal is the one that kind of gave Washington the comfort they need. So we'll give Alexi Protas his goal of the game tonight. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. All right, our injury report is next. It's brought to you by Hamburg Overhead Door. Is your garage door injured? Call the experts at Hamburg Overhead Door to get your door healthy again. So no Sam Carrick, still listed as week-to-week. Lindy Ruff did not rule him out for the season, so maybe there is an opportunity for him to come back in the postseason. No update today on Noah Ostlund. He did not make the trip to Ottawa and Washington, so hopefully an update to him on Monday. That line, centered by Josh Norris, that had been good for so long, I feel like they've really been missing Noah Ostlund's play as of late. So again, that is your injury report. Okay, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to stick with us, we have Lindy Ruff coming up. We have player interviews all coming up. If you want to do so, go to WGR550.com, click on the Listen tab, or you can listen on the Odyssey app as well. Final score from Washington, 6-2. Capitals beat the Sabres. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
WGR Buffalo, WGR-FM HD1 Weathersfield, W284AP Buffalo, and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a chance in front for Strome. Big save by Colton Ellis. Capitals try to go back in the middle again, but the Sabres able to break it up.
Colton Ellis coming in, trying to keep Buffalo alive in this game. It's our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. 6-2 Washington, the final. Send in your tweets. We'll read them in just a little bit here. On Twitter at BrianWGR, as we'll get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, let's look at some of the individual stats from this 6-2 loss here tonight. Leading an ice time for the Sabres was Rasmus Dahlin. No surprise, he usually does. 22:28 ice time for Dahlin. Byram was second with 20:59. Individual shots, Jack Quinn, 8 shot attempts, 6 shots. Thompson, 7 shot attempts, 5 shots. Alex Tuck also had 5 shots. So 6 for Quinn, 5 for Thompson, 5 for Tuck there amongst the, those are the leaders amongst the 39 for the Sabres. Shooting percentage in terms of on net tonight, pretty good for Buffalo because they only had 20 other shot attempts. Usually when you have 39 shots on goal, your shot attempts are usually like in the 70s. So I don't know if you want to read that as a positive or not overall. Hits for the Sabres. Beck Malenstein, he scored, but he also led the team in hits with 4. And those 4 hits are going to be our collisions of the game, brought to you by Dan Chacha, Injury Attorneys. Don't worry, Chacha's gotcha. Face-offs tonight, the Sabres had a 52-48 edge. Rough night for Thompson, a minus 3. Metsa, minus 3. Doan, a minus 3. McLeod, a minus 3. Quinn, a minus 3. Byram, a minus 3. Stanley, a minus 2. Not good. So overall statistically, it's one of those nights where you just throw out the score sheet. Not very good at all so far for the Sabres in this 6-2 loss. Okay, let's see what happened in that Montreal game. And guess what? The Canadiens won. All right, well, that is about as bad of a night. We know earlier it was good in terms of the Red Wings losing, but Washington winning, obviously, giving the Sabres no points. Tampa wins in regulation, gets 2. Montreal wins in a shootout, gets 2. Carolina wins, gets 2. So what does that mean in terms of the standings? Well, let's see if these have gotten these updated here now with... Yes, it has. So you've got the Sabres now dropping to third place in the Atlantic. Tampa with 102, Montreal with 100, and Buffalo with 100. And the Sabres have played one more game than Montreal. So points percentage-wise, the Canadiens right now are ahead of the Sabres. So as of this moment, the thoughts of, hey, this team can, you know, win the division, try to win the one overall seed. Well, now that the one overall seed maybe has passed. Carolina now has a 4-point edge on you, plus one less game played. So I'm thinking about the one seed as pretty much done. I mean, if you are going to win the Atlantic, Monday must be a regulation win for sure, no doubt about it. So that's something that's important for sure, no doubt. And Montreal still has one less game. Montreal and Tampa play next week. By the way, Tampa, to me, can kind of wrap up the division next week. Here's how. They play Buffalo Monday and Montreal Thursday. If Tampa wins both of those games, they're going to have a stranglehold on this division because there's just not going to be enough games left for everybody. But, yeah, I mean, if Buffalo wants to win the Atlantic Monday, you got to have it in regulation for sure. Then you can move back into at least a points tie with the Lightning. 6-2, the final. All right, Evan, let's take a call here. Let's go to Sean in Washington. Hi, Sean. Go ahead. You're on the postgame show.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good, Sean. Were you at the game?
Yeah, we were at the game. Look, I just got to say just a couple things, right? Caps came out fired up, right? They needed the win to keep in the playoff chase. But just a couple observations on my end. In that second period, just the lack of back checking from Quinn and McLeod, resulted in a goal or two, and in particular on the shorthanded goal from the Caps. So I'm just a little worried about the effort going forward. Understanding, right? What it was. We clinched earlier, but just a little concerned. Want to know your guys' thoughts.
Thanks, Sean. Hope you at least had a decent time at the game tonight. Yeah, I'm concerned about the fact that now they're, you know, over 2 weeks, there's been some trends of them turning over the puck a little bit more frequent than what we've saw during that incredible 41-game stretch. I'm seeing them get not the best goaltending from Alex Lyon. Not that, you know, in the playoffs, if you want to ride Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen the whole time, then that's fine. So maybe that solves that problem. The power play tonight wasn't good. It's been hot and cold. You hope that when it comes playoff time, well, the Jekyll and Hyde portion of the power play, it falls on the right side of things. But it wasn't good tonight, especially in that 5-on-3. I know they only had 36 seconds on it, but that's got to be better. Their shot mentality tonight, they got 39 shots. That was something they were looking for. But, you know, did they ultimately have bodies around the net to take advantage of rebounds, put home opportunities? Well, Malenstein did one. That was a nice rebound. He was there right on the stop, but able to put it home. But I didn't really see it anywhere the rest of the way. And defensively right now, their coverage is not good. So I think, you know, that also is very, very concerning for all of us. Appreciate the phone call, Sean. Let's see if we can read some tweets here as we continue to get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Again, send them in after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right. Let's see here. 19 Buff 70 says, Brian, the ship be sinking. I don't want to go that far yet. If you want to say you're concerned, then I think that's fair to say. Randy says, it's not the best timing to play Tampa. I would agree for sure. Let's see here. list of things. This is from from 123 Sports, 123. List of things that suck right now. Power play, zone entry, goaltending, McLeod, Norris, Byram, and the injuries to Carrick and Osland. Things that don't suck. Clinching a playoff spot. I would agree. I'm not going to add anything to that. I think you kind of nailed it right there. Peter says, I guess it's time to press the panic button. I think the standard has been so high. I don't know if I'm ready to press it yet, but the standard has been so good here over the, like I said, that 41-game stretch that all of a sudden these last 2 weeks it's been not great. Mark says you better find the intensity in the power play because that was terrible tonight. Fair. I think that's right. Yeah, I mean, this was not supposed to be the post-game show I was hoping for here. I was hoping to do a lot of celebratory conversations and texts and calls about this team making the playoffs. Instead, this is what we're getting right now. Anyway, just want to let you know, I know normally by now, for all of you that are regular listeners of the post-game, we've had some locker room interviews. We're just taking care of some of the equipment issues that Paul's been having. So we have those interviews being recorded. We're going to be playing those back here within the next few moments. So, Evan, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another timeout when we come back. I know Paul has already told me he's spoken with Alex Tuck. He's spoken with Tage Thompson. So we're going to have those coming up. We'll also have Lindy Ruff coming up here in just a few moments as well. So we'll take a timeout, and we'll get you some locker room sound when we return. 6-2, Washington defeats Buffalo tonight. Tampa, a big showdown next on Monday at 7 o'clock. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up right after this timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Brian Colziel here on the post game. 6-2 Washington. Lindy Ruff is meeting with the media live. Let's take you there right now.
Score the first goal and make the other team chase you. And it just seemed that hasn't been the case lately. It seems like you're always chasing. Has that been huge?
I think that's a big deal. Like you can't defend as poorly as we did those first couple goals. We left two guys wide open. Coverage wasn't good and it ends up in the back of your net. I think, you know, we've taken a lot of pride. Our defensive play has been a big reason why we got to where we got. We can't take that for granted.
We saw obviously what happened in the game, but what is the message at the timeout? Just clear heads and start over?
I talked about our defensive zone coverage. Just talked about we got to get back. We got to stop inside. We were circling. I thought we fought our way back to 3-2. You look at the second period, we have a 2-1 we don't execute. Would have made the game 3-3, and that 2-1 turned into a 2-1 the other way, and they finished it and made it 4-2, and then now we're chasing the game again.
Did you change the goalie just to kind of change the momentum and maybe shock the team a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. He wasn't out there covering those guys that were wide open. Mm-hmm. He was trying to.
When the way things have gone here, I mean, all of a sudden you're third in the division, which seems kind of shocking given where you've been for weeks. I mean, how does this team, you know, refocus for Monday?
I think you just have to refocus. You look at some of those plays that we made in our own end that, you know, weren't good enough. And if you start cheating a little bit on offense, it hurts you. And I thought a couple times we got on the wrong side of the puck and it hurt us.
How can you get your defensive game back? Because you know you have a good defensive game.
It starts with breaking the puck out. We haven't broke the puck out well enough. I think the first or second goal when Bo had it, it should be a play where breaking the puck out, we turn that over. And turnovers like that, when we have the puck, you know, our players are automatically starting to head the other direction. So everything's connected. Break the puck out better. Buy a little more time for your defense going back.
After you changed the power play, you had a few good games. Are there some things you got away from in the last game and tonight?
Our power play made a lot of good decisions tonight. I know the goalie made a couple saves, but I didn't like our 5-on-3 and then the late 5-on-4. We give up the 2-on-1 again for another goal against. We didn't execute very well.
How do you feel your team's handling the elevated intensity and desperation of your opponents?
You know, I think the opponent has won that battle. I would just reference the start of the game. Game against Ottawa, obviously we got the 1-0 lead. There wasn't a lot going on. There wasn't a lot for chances either way. You're sitting at 1-1 halfway through the third period. Tonight's a different story. You know, you start a game like that, it's hard. We've been good at coming back in games, and we almost fought our way back. I thought their goalie made a couple key saves at key times. We could have probably tied the game up, but to me, it just comes down to defending. On the whole, defending. You can't give up, and we hadn't been giving up those type of opportunities.
Is what you have coming on Monday maybe the perfect chance to just get the intensity down?
Should be. For sure. You know, the game where there was a lot of intensity last time, and maybe it's exactly what we need right now.
All right, there is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. All of our locker room reports brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? All right, so yeah, nothing there, unfortunately, about asking about the playoffs or anything along those lines because, I mean, Lindy addressed that in pregame. We heard that during our pregame interview, but... not good there. Talking about not breaking the puck out well. Turnovers end up in your net. When you cheat on offense, it hurts you. Defensive zone coverage was not good. Said they're circling around a lot. And yeah, maybe the Tampa game, they need to kind of reinvigorate what has been so good for this team, which has been their intensity, which has been their, you know, the ability to drive to the net and create traffic in front. So yes, I think, you know, what they need, maybe Tampa coming in is exactly what they need to kind of wake everything up. So anyway, 6-2 the final. We're going to have Alex Tuck coming up here in just one moment, so stay with us here on the post game. We'll also hear from Tage Thompson. Paul Hamilton's final take also coming your way here in just a little bit. Tampa is next. Again, the Sabres in the standings now have dropped to third. Tampa is in first at 102. Montreal is in second now with 100, and Buffalo is in third with 100. Again, points percentage-wise, the Canadiens are ahead of the Sabres. Now, if Montreal and Buffalo end up after 82 games in a tie, the Sabres will have the advantage there due to regulation wins. They've got 6 more than Montreal right now. So if they do end up tied, the tiebreaker will go to the Sabres in that sense. Tampa's got a monster week. I mean, what Tampa does in these next 2 games could decide the Atlantic. They play Buffalo Monday and Montreal Thursday, so... an opportunity for the Lightning, if they want to grab a stranglehold of this, it can happen. Montreal plays again tomorrow. They've got a home and home with New Jersey. All right, let's continue our locker room reports. And here is now Alex Tuck with Paul in Washington.
The balance of this day, you guys accomplished something you literally strive years for, and now you're trying to figure out how to get your game back as a group.
Yeah, I mean... we got to take the next little bit here to reflect on the game first and foremost. And then we got to figure out how to move on and how to, like you said, get our game back. We got to compete a lot harder. That's first and foremost. I mean, you can't give up 3 goals in the first 5-6 minutes of a game and expect to compete in the game. And we almost pushed back, but wasn't enough. And then on the other note, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to really focus on that right now with the loss, but really proud of the group. It's been a long time coming. It's my 5th year here, and it's a pretty happy guy this afternoon. So, like I said, we don't want to dwell too hard on this game. We gotta fix some things. We gotta watch our goals against. We gotta make sure our effort's a lot better, and then we gotta ramp it up because now we're in the playoffs officially. So. Pretty good feeling, but we just got to come ready to play.
What were the things that you feel got you to this place? Not tonight, but I'm talking about the playoff place.
Yeah, I mean, our compete. I think, like, just next man up mentality and our compete. Our depth has really shown throughout the season. We've had a lot of injuries. A lot of guys go down, and a lot of guys step up. We're going to need that. We're going to need that through our entire playoff run. And but yeah, we gotta work on that, and or else it's gonna be a really short playoff run.
Are there some common themes offensively these last few games, in addition to the compete, that you think need improvement?
I mean, offensively, I think we're getting some chances. We got to bear down. Our power play's got to be better. I got to be better in the power play. Both units got to be better. I just think we got to attack more. We got to be in more attack mode, and we got to capitalize on our opportunities. But tonight came down to defense.
What was said during the timeout there when it was, I guess, 2-3
We talked about our defensive side of the game. We're not going to win a game if we're not going to focus on defense. We're not going to keep the puck out of our net. We're not going to win. We left both our goalies out to dry, hanging out to dry today. They didn't deserve that. They've been battling for us all year. I mean, Ellie's been a huge part of this team. I know you don't see him in the games a lot, especially down the stretch here, but he's been unbelievable in the locker room, being a younger guy. It's tough. Sometimes, especially when you're not playing, but he's been so positive. He's been such a good teammate, and then obviously he's been really good for us in practice and in warm-ups and getting the boys ready to go and being a good support system for Al and Oopie. And so to not only hang Al out to dry after how well he's been playing lately, but also hang Ellie out to dry really sucks. I was pretty disappointed in that.
How much can playing Tampa really elevate everybody, mindset, physicality, everything?
Well, it needs to. We're a hell of a team. And if we play like that tonight, they're going to run us over, run us out of our own building. So hopefully getting back to the Key Bank Center gives us a little bit of a jolt that we need. We're going to come out, and we're going to come out with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and we're going to try to take it to them.
How much have you been able to feel the added sense of urgency and desperation from your opponents in these last few games?
Yeah, it's been there. All these guys are fighting for a playoff spot. We can't sit back just because we clinched now. We have to match that urgency. We have to match that compete and that battle and try to win a game. But if it's not there, we're not going to win many games.
What was it like in here, like leading up to the game? Obviously, a unique game day for guys. Like, could you sense any distraction, whatever it was, like the excitement of it all? What was it like in here?
No, it's weird. I think the last couple games leading up to the game, I felt a lot of really good energy and guys really like amped up and ready to go and excited to play a hockey game, and just coming out flat is really tough. It's just got to be all 20 of us in here. Can't be a couple guys. So, I mean, it's I don't think anyone had the right game tonight, and we're going to keep trying to push to get better, but yeah, it wasn't enough.
If I could go back one more time, you guys knew you had talent here. I remember the last couple of Aprils, you guys were so frustrated. They said, we have talent here. How can we not be in the playoffs? How can we not win? It's basically the same group of guys. You have a few extra guys, but the talent has finally shown through. I mean, how did you guys get over that hump? But basically the same group.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I think we've just been really hard to play against. Our defensive side of the game has been unbelievable up until lately. We have to fix that. We have to fix it quick. Like I said, we're playing Tampa on Monday. They're a high-powered offense, like one of the best players in the world on their team. And if we give him time and space and we give him opportunities, he's going to make us look silly out there. And so we have to work on that side of the game first and foremost, and the rest will follow. Like you said, a lot of talent in this room. We'll score when we need to, but we have to make sure we defend first.
All right, that is Sabres forward Alex Tuch. Yeah, it says, hey, coming back to KeyBank Center on Monday, they hope they get that jolt that they need. And because if they play like this, Tampa's going to run them over. They are a juggernaut right now. Tampa just continues to win. 6-2 the final. Brian Colzie with you here on the postgame on a day that the Sabres clinch a playoff spot and the drought. It seems like a postgame show, anything but a celebratory day for the team. All right, let's hear what another one of the leaders has to say. Let's go back to Washington now. Here's Tage Thompson with Paul Hamilton and the rest of the media in the Sabres dressing room.
What were your feelings this afternoon when you found out you were definitely clinched the playoffs?
It's something that we've worked hard for a long time to be able to, get into the postseason. Felt good, but tonight kind of took away from that feeling. Obviously, we were in a spot where we're in, but we gotta build our game and continue to get better and find our stride going into playoffs. And last two games that wasn't it, so we gotta get better.
What happened in your mind the first 6 minutes or so? You guys just didn't really answer the bell.
I gotta be better. I think it starts with me. I think our D zone was putrid all night. Thought our other areas of the game were good. But yeah, you can't just hand them three goals at the beginning of the game and expect you're going to win. We put ourselves in a really tough spot early on and gave them a ton of life. So, yeah.
Your power play really, when it was close, 3-2, 4-2, you could have really pulled you out of it. It just didn't seem like it was clicking at all tonight. What was happening with that?
Yeah, I mean, power play's got to be better. I mean, 5-on-5's got to be better. Our whole game had to be better. But the power play there was an opportunity to maybe claw our way back into the game a little bit. I just thought that we were frustrated. And when you get frustrated, you don't make the right plays and you start to force things, and that's what it felt like to me out there.
How do you feel you guys as a team are handling the elevated intensity and maybe desperation your opponents have had, especially the past few games?
Yeah, not good enough. These guys are playing for their lives. Ottawa's playing for all the teams we've been playing are playing for their playoff lives, and we've just been cruising. So too casual, and that's the kind of hockey that it's going to be in playoffs even more. More desperate, more intense, and we haven't matched that the last two games. So we got to look at these two games and look in the mirror and fix that, find our game, build something going into the postseason here.
You certainly know what's coming on Monday, so you know the type of team is coming and who they are, and you've worked hard to beat them a couple of times. Is this maybe a game you guys need?
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a big one, especially just the last two games. I don't think anyone in here is happy with our effort and the performance we had on this trip. So back at home against a team that we've been battling with most of the season for that top spot, so it's a great opportunity for us to respond and set the tone that we want.
Is it so important to kind of recognize what you were able to accomplish this afternoon? Just that the clip that the penalty, the playoff spot has been clinched with?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something to look over by any means. It's obviously a huge accomplishment because that's a goal we've had for a long time, and especially where we were at the beginning of the season. And what we've done to get ourselves into this spot now is great. But also at the end of the day, it's not the end goal, and you can't be comfortable with that and happy with that. It's not good enough to just get in, and there's other teams that are doing that every year. It's not that special. So we want to do something special, and if we're playing like that, we're not going to. So very cool, obviously, because it hasn't been done in a while. But once you reach that goal, the standard's changed for us, and that's no longer the standard. It's just making it. So we got to move on from this trip and get our game back.
Does winning two gold medals help you, what you just said, that you can raise your standards, and you have to raise your standards, even though maybe you've met one goal, but there's more goals?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to be satisfied. You always want to stay hungry and keep raising the bar and keep adding new goals as you get close to the ones you've set, at the beginning of the season or whatever it was. So, for us, I think we set that goal at the beginning of the year to make playoffs, and, as we approach that, I think that goal changes. So for us right now, the new goal is to make sure we find our game right before playoffs, and then get back to just taking it one game at a time and not looking too far ahead. I think a lot of the noise right now with us making playoffs and clinching is maybe, I don't want to say getting to our heads a little bit, but definitely aren't as intense as we need to be right now. So.
All right, that is forward Tage Thompson. I like what he said there. He's like, look, it's, now that we've reached the goal of making the playoffs, he says, we want to do something special, which I would agree. Like, you don't want to just sputter the rest of this regular season, maybe fall out of home ice advantage, fall back into third, whatever, and then be a short, first round. Like, that's, while it's great that they ended the drought, for sure. That had to happen, but I think, this team would be very disappointing if they kind of finish this season sputtering in and then maybe, they lose in four or five. Like that wouldn't leave a very good taste in their mouth, I'm sure. Okay, one more interview. Let's hear from the captain here as we continue on with our locker reports, and then we'll go live to Washington for Paul Hamilton's final thoughts. Here's Rasmus Dahlin after the game with Paul.
when you had to clinch the playoffs?
Not asked about the game.
I will ask you about the
okay,
game. I just wanted to ask you that first.
Yeah, it's hard to answer that question right now. But obviously, unbelievable. I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for all the guys that have been grinding here for years, like the equipment manager, the trainers, you know, my teammates. I mean, most of it, the people in the city. Wow, this is it's gonna be special. That's for sure.
No, we can get to the game. It just seemed like guys are saying you guys hung your goaltenders out to dry. It just, you weren't there until you got to 3-2.
Yeah, that was a terrible effort. It was not even close to being good today.
Rasmus, you guys have seen a lot of desperate opponents lately. How do you guys raise your game to match what some of these other teams are putting out there?
I mean, I think it's just, we got to look ourselves in the mirror. No one is playing their best hockey right now. So we have a big day tomorrow. Get ready for next one because we have to build our game going into playoffs, that's for sure.
Defensively, what do you think happened? There's a lot more five-man rushes than we're used to seeing from you guys.
Yeah. We were down early, and then you're trying to force stuff when you're trying to come back in games. It's never a good thing to be down three that early. I think everything starts there. We can't let that happen.
Is there too many games recently you've been getting down early or chasing games? For a while, you guys were scoring almost every game first, and then making them chase you. Are you chasing teams too much lately?
Yeah, definitely. It's not our game. You know, you have to take chances to come back in game, especially when you're down 3-0. So it's not a position we can't be in the position again. We gotta start off better.
What do you gotta work on to get the defensive game back to the standard that you guys are used to?
Dial it back in. We gotta get back to, you know, how hard we worked when we were successful. It was a grind. It was unbelievable how hard we worked and how many shots we were blocking, how much we sacrificed our bodies. We got to get back to that. I don't know why it is, but we got to look ourselves in the mirror right now.
What do you think Monday's going to be like? The building's going to be crazy. The game should be crazy again, as well as Tampa's been lately, and you guys need to find your game. I mean, how good timing might that be?
Yeah, it's a good thing. We're gonna be ready for that game, so it's gonna be a fun match.
That is the captain, Rasmus Dahlin, as the Sabres fall 6-2. And again, the mood from the leaders of this team. You heard from Tuck, you heard from Thompson, you heard from Dahlin. That, you know, they know it's not where it needs to be. They all, three of them, I mean, Tuck even said it, but they all know that you play like this, it's going to be, yeah, it's great that they made the playoffs, but you're going to be watching the playoffs real soon. Okay, let's go back to Capital One Arena. Paul Hamilton is standing by. Paul, a weird night in the sense that the drought has been broken 14 years in the making here, and the players probably have a very sour taste in their mouth on their flight home here.
At least Rasmus Dahlin was able to give us his emotions about it before we talked about the game. But he's right. I mean, if they play like this, they'll get swept. And right now, they're opening in Montreal. And good luck with that. I've been saying that for a bit now. Watch out for the Canadians. They're coming. And, yeah, but you know, when you think about it, I think the Tampa game is exactly what they need on Monday. Buckle up, kids. Be ready because they're coming. They're coming after you. You're now getting too far behind, so you need a regulation win. If you have any dreams of catching them, you give them a regulation win. You can forget about that and probably start planning your trip to Montreal for game one. It's important game if you want to. And I love how Thompson talks. You know, he was happy they made the playoffs, but I think winning two gold medals recently has kind of changed his focus. It's like, well, yeah, I've been wanting to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs for a long time, and I'm happy about that, but we haven't done a thing. What have we won? Nothing. You know, so he's happy that he's going to get an opportunity. But I think by winning those gold medals, I think he's realized there's more to it than just making the playoffs. You can't be satisfied with that. I don't know. I don't want to say they're satisfied. That's why this has happened. This happens throughout a season to every team. Now this is seven games. And they got to find a way to get, but they know they can play well. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it, you know, but, you know, they have time to find it and time to get themselves back into it. And, you know, they know that. So what better time than to show up and start knocking Tampa Bay around. Take it to Tampa Bay. Start slapping them around a little bit. Instead of them coming in and slapping you around, and then you have to stand up to them, which they have done. They've done it. But don't let them do it. Go take it to them. And, you know, it's you know, they have found ways to come back to beat Tampa, 8-7. You know, the only blemish was the overtime loss, which they should have won. They were, what, 20-some-odd seconds from winning that game and having won all three games against Tampa this year. Remember? You know, I was sitting there going, well, you know, before the first game against Tampa in early February, I said, well, you're way behind. And probably catch Tampa. You're probably going to have to beat them all four times, but you got to take it one game at a time. You can't win all four tonight. So you look at it and go win this game. And then after you win it, good. You've won one. Then, you know, just look at it in one game, you know, and that one, they got 1 point out of it. So that's a disappointment. But they've won the next two, you know, and they had to come back to win one of them in a crazy game. They didn't get out physical by a team that might be the most physical team in the National Hockey League. They stood up to it. But I know they did score the first goal against Ottawa, but go back and look. Recently, they have not been scoring the first goal very often. And they're chasing hockey games. They got to stop that. It just works better for them. And it only makes sense. People are sitting in the audience going, duh. But yep. It's true. You know, it's so simple, but it works so much better for them when they get the first goal or get the second goal or whatever, and make the other teams come to them, you know, and come after them. And, you know, so, you know, that's something they've got to start concentrating on. They got to get their defensive game back. I haven't liked McLeod in a long time. He's got to find his game because if they're going to be successful, he's got to be a good two-way center. And somewhere along the line, the last 15, 20 games, he has lost his game, and he's not even close to getting it back, both offensively and defensively. I think we're up to one goal in 30 games maybe, somewhere in that neighborhood. And he scored 20 goals last year, but his defense, too, has been stellar. But I can't get out of my mind watching him wave at Pasternak in the overtime and then circle off him and go the other way. I was stunned, you know, when I saw that. And, you know, Bo Byram hasn't been quite as good. You know, he's lost that offensive touch. You don't see him in the rush anymore. Why? Where's he been? Why is he not up in the rush? That was working so well for him. And when he'd get up in the rush, somebody would be back covering so they wouldn't get caught. And it was working. So, you know, they got to find ways to get back to where they were. But, you know, Rasmus Dahlin was pretty, you know, insistent about it, that it's got to start with the defensive game.
And that obviously makes it tough, Paul, for us to even say anything about Alex Lyon tonight because, I mean, he's done after 5:52. He's been probably, you know, he's been waiting here for a week to get back in. He's got to be... I'm sure, you know, he would take the high road, I'm sure, saying that he needs to make saves, blah, blah, blah. He's got to be really annoyed walking out of this building tonight thinking, like, hey, like, here's my chance to kind of get back on the rotation, and I didn't even see 6 minutes in this game.
First of all, you got to know these are lively boards. If you don't know that, where have you been? It's not like nobody other than Noah Ostlund, if he had played, maybe Metsa. Other than that, everybody else has played in this building. You know it's lively boards. You know that Chychrun has an absolute cannon. When he takes a slap shot and it's going to go off the back wall, somebody's got to have the back door. And they always have this year. There's never been a problem with that. The goaltenders have been able to come out and be aggressive because they know their teammates have the back door. They know they're there. Not anymore. It's tap-ins, you know, with pucks coming off the back wall. How do you blame Lyon on that? You know? They hung their goalies out. Now, I wouldn't mind Ellis making a big save in a couple of those, but he hasn't played since I wrote it down, and I'm sorry. And
February 3rd.
Thank you. That's a long time. And he's been able to keep himself ready most of the time, but he was rusty. But still, they hung him out for how many two-on-ones? Breakaways? You know, they just... You know, and, you know, he wasn't able to make big saves at the time, but still, they hung him out.
And to jump in here, Paul, why did they hung him out? Probably because they're taking chances on the other end that they normally wouldn't because they're trailing because they got off to a bad start. It all is connected. Lindy Ruff said they're all connected, and I agree.
You get a power play goal in this game, you're in it. They had a couple of power plays when it was 3-2. And then 4-2. So you still score on that 5-on-3. You had 36 seconds and you won the draw. You had the puck. Not for long because you gave it back to him. But the 5-on-3 was putrid. The whole power play was putrid. And they wound up eventually giving up a shorthanded goal on it. That Quinn was weak on. So, and I'm not picking on him because a lot of people were weak on things tonight. Yeah, it's, you know, the power play came in 15th. That actually is in the top half of the league. Everybody thinks the Sabres power play is like 32nd in the league. It's not. It's been sitting at 16 for a while, which is right in the middle. Could it be better? Absolutely. But it's not as bad as people make it out to be. Until tonight, it was horrible. I mean, if the power play hits, you get two power play goals in this game, you're in the game, you might be ahead. Even after you gave up three. Now, once you're ahead, can you start playing the right way? You know, so, the power play really let them down in this game.
Yeah. 6-2 the final. Sabres fall to Washington. Two regulation losses in a row. That's a rarity for this team. Paul, now they sit in third place. Montreal has won again. They've won 9 in a row. Tampa continues to play well. Tampa and Montreal have both just one regulation loss in their last 10. So Montreal's won 8 in a row. I'm sorry. Yeah. Canadians are 9-1 in their last 10. Tampa 7-1-2 in their last 10. So now the Sabres sit in third. But obviously, if they have any thought of winning the Atlantic, they have to win in regulation Monday. But at least it's sitting there for them. The opportunity to do so is there. And I liked some of the responses and questions that you guys asked about, hey, maybe this is what they need to get their intensity back in their game, because Tampa's certainly probably going to bring it on Monday night.
Absolutely. And if they don't bring it, they're going to get run, as Darlene said, they're going to get run, or one of them said, I don't remember who, they're going to get run out of the back of their building. And there's no question. And the other teams, the Sabres have done it twice. They had their 10-game winning streak, and then they came out of the Olympic break and were the best team in the NHL there and played very, very well. So Montreal and Tampa and Carolina have had to sit there and watch the Sabres do it twice. So now it's the Sabres' turn. They're going to sit and watch those other teams do it. The question is, when do you snap out of it? Do you snap out of it now, or do you snap out of it till when it's too late? You know, and how much farther can they go playing like that before they calm down a little bit and come back to earth? You knew the Sabres would come back to earth in the last 7 games they have, 2-3-2. They've won 2 of their last 7. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to show up on Monday and play your best game and take it to Tampa Bay and not let them take it to you? You know what's coming. No secret here. You know they're going to try to run you out of your building. You know they're going to try to fight you. You know they're going to try to hit you dirty. They're going to be as dirty as they got one of the dirtiest players in the National Hockey League, who's also in the top of the league in scoring, near the top of the league in scoring, in Kucherov. And he also is going to spear you. He's going to spear you in the groin. He's going to swing his stick at you. He's going to do all those things. And nobody wants to deal with him because the whole Tampa Bay team's coming after you if you do deal with him. Well, let him come. You know, if Kucherov wants to play like that, chop him down. and then let it happen and see what happens. But stop letting him, you know, dictate the physical play and the dirty play and all the rest of it. Go after him. I mean, don't sit there and say, well, it's him. We better not.
Right. All right, Paul, thank you for all your work tonight. Appreciate it. We will hear from you next on Monday when the Sabres play Tampa.
I will hopefully be there. Planning on it.
Yes. Have a safe trip home.
Sounds good. You, take care, guys.
All right. Paul Hamilton with us here on the post game, live in Washington. All right. Well, we mentioned all those games with Tampa and Montreal and Carolina. Let's get the full scoreboard in here as we get our driver on the league in next. It's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Scores elsewhere tonight. As we mentioned, not going well in the out-of-town scoreboard, but let's get the games that are going on right now. They're after one in Edmonton. The Golden Knights have a 1-0 lead on the Oilers. 1-1 the score in Anaheim. Ducks and Flames after one. After one in San Jose, wow, the Predators have a 3-0 lead on the Sharks. Forsberg has two. Stamkos has one. Stamkos up to 38 on the season. After one in Seattle, the Kraken and the Blackhawks are scoreless. All right, games from earlier. The game that went Buffalo's way, that clinched the playoff spot, it was the Rangers over the Red Wings by a 4-1 margin. That was the good news of the day. Pretty much elsewhere, all bad news. Wild beat the Senators 4-1. Avalanche shut out the Stars 2-0. Here's the bad news. Tampa comes back and beats Boston 3-1. Then you've got Montreal in a shootout beating the Devils 4-3. And then the Hurricanes beat the Islanders 4-3. All that bad. Penguins roll the Panthers 9-4. How about this? The Kings in overtime come back to beat the Maple Leafs 7-6. The Mammoth roll the Canucks 7-4. Costly loss for the Blue Jackets. They lose in regulation to Winnipeg by a score of 2-1. We'll go the final four NCAA men's basketball scores. UConn has moved on to the national championship as they pull away from Illinois down the stretch and win 71-62. So they will be in Monday night's title game. And as of this moment, it's trending towards them playing Michigan. Early second half, the Wolverines are all over Arizona right now, 56-39. So Michigan up by 17 early second half. So could see UConn and Michigan in the finals. But again, there is still some time left. That game on TBS, by the way, if you want to tune in for that. Bandits won. They won at home tonight. They've clinched a playoff spot as well. So Buffalo on a good run there after a tough start to the season. So nice job by the Bandits also clinching a playoff spot tonight. All right, let's read a couple of tweets here to finish it off again as we connect with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's see here. Sabres Cup Crazy says, need to get Stanley and Greenway out of this lineup. Greenway has made this team look bad. Bartow Bandit says, the team cohesiveness going into the playoffs is amazing. Nothing like calling each other out in the media. I don't think they're calling each other out. I think they're saying what needs to be done for sure. Matt says, too late now for this urgency. He says, you just pissed away the division in last couple of weeks. You had a good lead on Montreal and Tampa a bit ago, and now they were just content, stopped playing, and stopped bringing the fire. Now you're going to get the third seed now. Well, again, Monday can change that narrative. You go ahead and you win. You obviously can go ahead and get yourself back tied for first, so there's an opportunity there. Jim says, disappointing effort. We broke the curse by backing into the playoffs. Why does it look like we are not playing the game that finally got us into the playoffs, for sure? He also says, thank you for all the space you colorfully filled throughout the drought. Thank you. Yes. I'm looking forward to being in the building for playoff games. It's been a long, long time, for sure. 14 seasons of not having any. Normally, we're talking about games here in early April where we're just kind of you know, going through the motions in terms of what it means in the standings. But these games are meaningful. We've got meaningful games in March, and we got meaningful games in April for sure. Thanks for all the tweets. We send them in after each and every game at Brian WGR. 6-2, Washington wins it. Again, next up, Tampa, Monday at 7. We'll have the pregame show on our flagship station, WGR, starting at 6. And with that, we're going to wrap up the postgame. I want to thank our crew tonight. Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Kulziel. Washington 6, Buffalo 2. That's the final. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Next up, Sabres and Lightning on Monday night at KeyBank Center, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.